Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kevin Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. Plea deal. A guy accused of plotting the 9/11 terror attacks will spend the rest of his life behind bars. It's taken over two decades to get a guilty plea. But for many of those directly impacted by the attacks, they wanted more.
As you would imagine, reaction very strong from 9/11 families, survivors, and first responders to this plea deal that would spare the lives of the 9/11 mastermind and two others. Wendy Lansky ran from the 29th floor of the North Tower after Flight 11 hit, and she barely made it out alive.
You know, if I ruled the world, one of the things we would do to these alleged, and I say that in quotes, terrorists, is have them wake up every day and see what's in my head and see what's in the head of other survivors who saw what they saw that day.
Michael O'Connor of Long Island, a 25-year-old FDNY probie who spent many months on the pile and got sick.
Those that masterminded it, those that had anything to do with it, those that flew the planes into the building, they're terrorists. They should be given the death penalty and they should not be here anymore.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The hate attack on the Upper West Side. Cops say someone came up to a guy and started making anti-LGBTQ comments unprovoked, then threatened to cut that victim with what looked like a knife. It happened on Amsterdam between 95th and 96th back on July 21st, right in the middle of the day. No injuries were reported. The NYPD's hate crime task force is on the case and released a photo of the suspect. They're asking anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers. New York moving forward with creating new rules on social media. The Attorney General's office now looking for the public's input.
The 60-day public comment period is the next step in New York's effort to safeguard children against the documented risks of social media. Two laws signed by Governor Hochul will require companies like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube to restrict addictive features and content from accounts that kids do not subscribe to. Another would protect the data of minors. It is up to the Attorney General to decide age verification and the role that law enforcement will play. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There are three children among a group of people who got pepper sprayed last night in Times Square. It happened during dueling pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli protests, an event featuring a former Israeli Defense Forces spokesperson. It's unclear who actually deployed the pepper spray. Cops say at least five people were hit, including those kids that were between the ages of 4 and 9. At least six people were arrested during the demonstrations. No word on whether a suspect was arrested for the pepper spray attacks.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.